Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trans channel. Means his total consciousness is totally gone. And the being who is most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that's you, will come through. We get no advance notice. It's a lovely surprise. So we will take questions in the order of call-in. And we'd like you to limit yourself to either 3 questions or 5 minutes. If we have a lot of callers, which we really would welcome because they have everybody's perspective and questions. Okay, here we go.
Hello, dear one.
Welcome.
This is Isis.
Isis, what a delight. And how delightful to have you here instead of those who've stolen your name.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yes, I'm sure that was a deliberate choice on their part.
Indeed, it was.
Do you have a message for our callers and listeners today as to why you came, what you would like to share?
I would like everyone to take a look at their circumstances, how they live, where they live, who they know, etc., and realize that there's opportunities there to serve, no matter what your circumstance.
Okay, that sounds like an excellent idea. And of course it's true. We all have opportunities to serve every moment, really.
Indeed you do. And I fully support you doing that.
Thank you so much. Could we start off with an update of what's really going on with those who stole your name in the Middle East situation?
That is being taken care of as we speak.
Okay, so there's much progress in the cleanup, so to speak?
Indeed, there is. And I look forward to that being complete before summer is over.
Oh, good, before summer is over. Okay. Well, I'm sure that cutting off the financial resources of those who want to create some chaos there has been helpful.
It has. So what they're left with is false flags events and stirring up fear. So don't give them fear. Do not participate in that endeavor.
Or fear in any form, anywhere, probably.
Correct. Fear does not serve.
Right. Okay. So that's only like 3 more months or so before that situation is pretty much resolved.
Indeed it is.
Excellent. Excellent. That is great. I'm very pleased to hear about that. Certainly the people who live there will have an easier time of things than when this is all gone.
They will be delighted, I assure you.
Yes, yes. Can you share with us why or how your name got stolen to be used by those who wish to create problems over there?
It was simply a casting about for something that they could abuse.
Okay, that makes sense. And try to give themselves some legitimacy if they could.
It was really the abuse.
Really the abuse. Okay. All right. I would like to start with some questions, if that is okay with you.
That is fine.
Okay, the current trip by President Trump and his wife, how is that going generally?
Much better than anybody expected.
Oh, that's good news.
It is.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Okay. Is there any truth in Obama still trying to compete with this trip and showing up
There is. He is still trying to undermine Trump and the whole U.S.
Yes, he's certainly an unhappy example of something that looked like a really good situation in 2008 and certainly turned the opposite, at least from the public view.
Yes, well, blackmail will give you the opportunity to start down that road, but you have to walk it.
That's true. There's always been a question in my mind since things have so gone south with Obama in the last, couple of years, year or so, that I remember watching his acceptance speech in 2008, and I felt genuine desire for change and the determination to do so. Was he an excellent actor, or at that time was it genuine?
At that time, it was genuine, and it was very soon after that he was blackmailed and finally succumbed to it.
Yeah, and as they say, the rest is history.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I know it's none of our business to ask what the blackmail is about, but they can create, if they don't have something to blackmail somebody about, they can create it. True, so one way or the other.
Many people you will find when you threaten the lives of their will care.
Yes, totally understandable and really normal. Now, he went to Saudi Arabia first, as I understand, and there's been a report that he made either rubber-stamped an arms deal for Saudi Arabia that Kushner had put in place, $110 billion, or some.
That it was quite different than this was portrayed.
Is it possible to share the truth of that arms deal, and is it in place or no?
It's actually not, but it serves those who want to do Trump in to claim so.
Okay. So the Benjamin Fulford report that just came out completely today then has maybe several points of inaccuracies in order for Ben to stay alive. Of course, he may or may not know the truth on several things, but that's just one thing that was mentioned in his report, correct?
Correct. And he is trying to do the best he can for the people and to stay alive.
Yes. And sometimes those are at odds. Are they not?
Often. Way too often.
Okay. Okay. So Trump's next stop was in Israel. And can you share the good things that came out of that or the progress?
There was a reinforcement of Putin's position that Israel has to give up the land that they took from Palestine.
That is outstanding. So that means this two-state solution will be in place, or at least Palestine will be restored.
Okay. The two-state solution will prevail.
Okay. All right, excellent. All right, so that means that those living in the apartments and so forth on the lands that were taken from the Palestinians will have to simply walk away, vacate, and go home, so to speak?
Yes, indeed it does.
All right. Now, the next stop, as I understand, was the Vatican. And there's a quote on the internet about Pope Francis actually looking up to Lucifer as God rather than what we understand as God Goddess. Can you comment on that?
When the truth comes out, you'll find that that's not quite accurate.
Okay. And Lucifer has also been portrayed, and Lucifer means light. That's really maybe an entity that turned dark in order to become light later. Could we understand Lucifer a little bit better?
As you say, Lucifer means light. And he has been portrayed as being extremely negative and not for humanity and not for good. That is simply not the case.
So this is another situation that has looked dark and will turn back to light, is what you're saying?
Yes, indeed, it is what I'm saying.
Okay, beautiful. There were reportedly, in any maybe one of his speeches, something about threats to Iran. Is there any truth in that?
That's disinformation, plain and simple, meant to undermine.
Okay, that's what I figured. I mean, has Iran in the last 100 years ever started a war, which hardly any other major country can say, right?
That is correct.
Okay, and of course, Keshi is from Iran, and he is doing some really good stuff, is he not? Even if some of his stuff is compromised somewhat because of threats or whatever, he's still contributing tremendously, is he not?
Yes, he is. And you were searching for information earlier today about the reincarnation of Tesla?
Yes.
Here you have him.
Oh, okay. So Keshi is the same soul path as Tesla.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, and there wasn't that many years in between where he was on the other side.
A very determined individual in the cause of humanity.
So he came back pretty fast.
Yes.
That's fabulous.
It is fabulous, my dear. There are many positive things. The light is winning. So hold the faith.
Yes, that is excellent. So is Keshi somewhere in his soul level happy to see the Tesla car company being successful?
Yes.
Okay. And the other things that Tesla's doing, we've looked at the roof tiles, the solar roof tiles that look like regular roofing materials but are very attractive, but they're all solar. And we're very excited about that. Is that a valid concept?
That is a step on the path to the advancement of ease in humanity's housing.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, what is happening at this time with Kushner? Has he been reined in sufficiently, and is he behaving himself, so to speak?
He got the message.
Okay, so he shaped up his act pretty much.
He is towing the line, shall we say.
Okay, whether he's happy about it or not doesn't matter. The fact that he's taking proper actions is what matters.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Very good. The article by Dr. Wickstrom about James Comey and calling him the head of the snake and how clever Trump was in taking him out and the way it was done and all his files taken and so forth. Is that credible information?
That is credible. and you are very good to be rid of, Mr. Comey.
Certainly that article and the way it went into his history, as long as it was accurate or relatively accurate.
Relatively accurate.
Enough that we could see who this man really is.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Is he a reptilian as well, or just a high-level minion?
The latter.
High-level minion of the cabal. Okay. Very usable asset, shall we say. So now
used to be.
Thank you very much. So the FBI now, the good guys that are left that stuck around in there are probably pretty happy. Is there some cleanup going on to get rid of the holdovers from Obama and so forth so that the FBI can once again be what it's supposed to be?
There is, and it will be sparkling in the not-too-distant future.
Like this year?
Like this year.
Oh, good. And get back to doing its real job.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. In Indonesia, there's a big gold mine there, apparently, called the Freeport-McMoRan mine, that has been or is trying to be controlled by the Khazarians to take over the gold. Can you give us a current situation on that mine?
That is the intent of the Khazarians, and they will fail miserably.
Very good. So you're saying the mine is well protected physically and legally?
And by the light.
Oh, yes, by the light. I love that. All right, wonderful. Okay.
Hi.
Hello? Do we have a caller? Yes.
Hi.
Yes, who's calling, Mary? Please? I didn't get an announcement.
Mary, this is Cindy. Am I on the air?
Yes, Cindy, you are on the air, and welcome. I apologize for not getting an announcement that you were there. Thank you for breaking in.
That's all right. Okay, so sort of adding on to what Mary was asking about Trump's going around the world and talking, he did talk to the new president in France. How did that go?
Very smoothly at all, because there's no congruity, shall we say.
So what do you mean by congruity? I don't know what that
means. Let's put it this way. They're not playing for the same team.
True. Okay. So Putin is going to be talking to the French president on the 29th. Is that going to go well, or is it sort of like what's happening with Trump?
The latter, my dear. There's the support for the dark forces on your planet is going away rapidly.
Okay. So when Trump and Putin are going around and talking to the heads of state, are they letting them know about our galactic family is helping out and that they really don't have a choice anymore?
Most of them know about the galactic family, as you call it.
Okay. Okay, so let me hop over to some different questions. The other day, and it's been a long time since this happened, and it's all over the United States, tons of chemtrails were happening. Are the galactic beings still not letting the chemicals affect us or muting them so that it's not so bad?
They are protecting you, yes.
Okay.
And that way, and it,
what? Mary, you're not coming through. Mary, you're not coming through. You're chopping
Cindy?
Up. Yes.
Cindy? Okay.
Yes.
So I believe Isis said that we are being protected in many ways. You asked about the chemtrails, right?
Right. Correct. Okay.
Okay.
So,
and
okay.
Okay. Can we maybe get the answer again?
Not only are
Cindy, let's hear Isis again about the chemtrails so you get your answer.
Okay.
Yes, the Galactics are helping humanity by removing the threats in the chemtrails. And they are doing many other things to help you as well.
Okay, so with me going outside and thanking them, are they able to hear me?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
Hopefully. Okay.
There you have your answer.
Okay, during the contact in the desert, David Wilcock was talking about Tabby Star and how important it is to disclosure. Is this accurate?
Yes, it is.
And can you give, I didn't quite understand when they were talking about Tabby Star. Is it a planet or is it beings on a planet? What does it mean it's going to be important to disclosure?
It's going to be ships that are going to come out and be visible and contact you.
And can you give out a ballpark ETA on this?
November 27th, 2017.
Oh. Cool. Okay. Then I just read tonight that a young 20-year-old boy in the UK helped stop a major malware software attack that was happening worldwide on companies. And also in the story, it was saying how our NSA was stockpiling this malware. Was this cabal doing this or just individuals trying to make money?
The former.
Oh, okay. Will those people be arrested?
Have been.
Oh, cool. Okay. And then in the news, Zap newsletter that just came out, he was quoting that there has been a shaman woman on Vancouver Island, and it reads, the coincidence of our funding and the currency and asset matters is it just pure coincidence as the fundings are coming from a different source and that all of this is going to be being released at once, like the reset and RV and with all the money being released for Zap helping humanity?
A coincidence? No. It's part of an overall plan to promote humanity's good.
So they're all going to be sort of like release, like one after the other?
From the Galactus point of view, yes. From your point of view, it may be stretched out a few months.
Okay. Let me see. Because on Sheldon Neidl, he keeps saying, from what he's being told, that the Syrians want everything sped up, and they can't understand why it's taking so long, why the humans are being so cautious. Is it because they want to make sure all the cabal is totally out of power?
Yes, and it's not the humans so much who want this as the Galactics.
Oh, okay. And then a gentleman has been on the call last couple times, and it has spurred some questions for me about dimensions. A few years ago, I read the book Suddenly Psychic by Mary Maureen Coghill, and she, in that book, said she had talked to beings in the 258th dimension. And then also there's a gentleman that goes by the name of Dr. Dan that talks about the Holy O and such, and he's saying there's 1,000 dimensions. Is either one of these people accurate?
I would love to say yes.
But you're not.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then I have a question for a friend of mine, and she's given me permission to ask for her. Her name is Velvet, and she's a very dear friend of mine, and I used to work with her. And she was wondering, will she still be living here in the same area in December? And if not, do you have an idea where she would be moving to? Hello? Mary? You're breaking up.
Isis is saying that appears that she's going to be moving about 150 miles north.
150 miles north.
Roughly.
Is it due for work, or should he say why? She say why? I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Why?
Because the climate is going to suit her better.
Okay. And then I do have a personal question about my new job. I have to count money out at the end of the night, and oddball amounts keep saying I don't have enough money. Is this because I'm not counting correctly? And I've been also told that a little boy had died, let's say, 100 years ago in the area, and that it's possibly him taking the money, or is it just because I'm not doing a very good job counting the money?
Do you really want me to answer this question?
Yes. If it's me, I have to be more focused. If it's a little boy, that's fine. That doesn't bother me.
It's simply the desire on their part to have more money.
Who's they?
The owner.
But it's me. The owner's not doing it. It's me. I'm the only one there.
okay? But that is the result of this desire.
Okay. So I'm carrying it correctly, but somehow I'm coming up short, so I take the money out of my own pocket to make sure it balances out correctly.
If that serves you.
Well, I don't want to be labeled as somebody that's stealing money if I'm the one screwing up. So, okay, well, that's all my questions.
But, dear, you're not the one screwing up.
But where's the money going? I'm the only one in there.
I will tell you again. The desire on the owner's part to have more money is what is creating this discrepancy.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Isis.
Cindy?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
If you're the only one there, if you're the only one there at the cash register, is there a time when you're away from there and the owner comes in and just takes some cash out so that at the end of
no.
the day you're short?
No. I mean, one day it'll be 15 cents. The next day it's 85 cents. The other day it was $7. And it's like on one day I only gave out 2 pennies and 2 quarters. How can I be 85 cents short when I only gave change of 2 pennies and 2 quarters. So I took 85 cents out of my purse and put it in there so it balanced out. So nobody else is coming in there taking the money.
No. This is simply a direct manifestation of the owner's part to have money.
Oh, so the money disappears. Go someplace for the owner, and I replace where the money has left. Well, that makes me feel better that it's not me miscounting.
No, you're not, dear.
Okay, well, that makes me feel much better. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Isis. I appreciate all your answers. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Rod.
You're welcome, my dear.
Okay.
Thank you, Cindy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, let's give phone numbers. We have the pleasure of having Isis as our guest today. If you'd like to ask a question, you need to call a toll-free number, 888-627-6008. The alternate number is 323-744-4831. And again, we have the pleasure of the company of Isis today, which is very, very exciting because she's saying that by end of summer, all of that Middle East stuff and the stealing of her good name will have ended and be cleaned up pretty much.
And say hallelujah.
Yes. Okay. John Rappaport has been putting out quite a few good articles recently, and he talked about a very recent one, putting a lot of Goldman Sachs people in his circle, shall we say. Is this to keep the market and the economy stable because they'll do pretty much what he wants? Plus, they're billionaires. They can't be blackmailed very easily. So is that a valid reason for putting those people in, or is he just trying to keep enemies closer?
He has many reasons for bringing them in, part of which are, as you say, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. And he wants to be able to say that he was fair.
Mm.
It's important to him.
That he was fair, okay? In other words, he wants to be able to have the credibility that he treated the successful billionaires and the people who may have a different agenda from his, if they're cabal minions, but that he didn't disrespect them or treat them unfairly. He gave them a chance. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Yes, indeed. He did.
So he's giving,
and
it's giving them a chance to be good guys instead of nasty guys, and help instead of hurt.
Yes, indeed. And don't you have to commend that?
Absolutely. It takes great courage to do that. I mean, anybody who's worked their way up in Goldman Sachs or got put in has got to have played ball with the other side, so to speak, on a regular basis in order to get there in the first place, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, so again, just like Kushner and some others, he's given them an opportunity to be good guys. And if they mess up, then he can legitimately get rid of them for cause. Yes?
Yes. And if anybody is not paying attention to his modus operandi, they should be.
Yes, this is one smart guy, is it not?
It is.
Okay. Okay, there's very recent information about Facebook accounts being cloned and people representing themselves as someone whose account they've stolen so that they can create some habits. Is there truth in this?
Yes, this is happening and will be addressed, but not as quickly as we would like.
Okay, is there anything that individuals can do to, one, discover if this has happened to them, and two, what to do about it?
A search of their name will reveal it.
Ah, so search their name and see if there's two accounts.
Right.
And if there's two, then they could maybe dump both and start a fresh account? Under a slight of their middle name or something?
Yes.
Or that would work?
That would work.
Okay. So that would make the other side work harder to then clone that one and so on and so forth.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. I never personally joined Facebook because from the very beginning, I knew that it was not a high energy deal and found out later, of course, that it was created by the cabal. And so much, yes, there's been a lot of advantages for people to connect, but there's been a lot of harm done, too, with people going public with, oh, we're on this trip, and, you know, therefore our house is empty, and so on and so forth, right?
It is a tool that has been used negatively as well as positively. Mm-hmm.
And it was created with the CIA's involvement, help, support, money, Rockefeller money, whatever.
It was created with CIA tools, shall we say.
Oh, yes. In their extensive arsenal of little goodies, right?
Oh, they have many.
You ready? Okay. Okay. There was a covering of a car crash in Georgia recently, and a passerby was waiting because of the crash, snapping a picture that showed a light beam up into the clouds. Can you share your perspective of that?
That was a light beam from a spaceship for one of the individuals there.
For one of the individuals?
Yes.
Okay. The report said there were two orbs in the beam. Was that, but there's still just for one individual that was basically
a person of the light.
a person of the light who was then protected and saved, so to speak,
yes,
and taken to the other side, or saved to be on earth, or whatever.
Saved to be on earth.
Saved to be on earth. Whoa, that is awesome. Okay, that's a beautiful picture. Okay. Another thing that surfaced this week is the shareholder lawsuit against a drug company, drug corporation, and the power that can come from, even if you have just one share in a company, you have the right to bring a lawsuit. You have to go through the work and spend the money, but it's worth it maybe for certain individuals. Sure.
It is a device that can be used to slow down the misuse of companies' influence in skullduggery, shall we say.
Okay, sounds good to me. Could you address Seth Rich, that I am trying to remember who he was. I believe he was murdered. His role, why he was murdered, why he's come into the news at this time.
This individual was in Hillary's camp and was taken out because he was not being trusted further, shall we say.
So Hillary's camp, somehow someone in there decided that he was no longer their asset, and so he needed to go bye-bye?
Correct, on Monday.
Okay. So maybe he kind of developed a conscience or a brain or got information or something that caused that to happen. All right. Can you address the real honest role of Paul Ryan, past, current, future? To me, he's like pretty much a zero, and all the talk about him is like, this is just not really anything but disinformation. Is that correct? What is Paul Ryan's place?
Every culture needs at least one clown.
That's very good. Okay. I'll buy that. And that's certainly true. Okay. Wonderful. Is there still a parking problem up above in our skies?
Growing daily.
Can you give an estimate on how many civilizations are here to help us in one way or another that are parked up there?
In the neighborhood of 1,000, my dear.
Wow. That is huge. From all over our universe?
Yes.
Other universes as well, or just ours?
Your universe.
Our universe. Okay. Okay. Very good. Well, we are very grateful for everything that they do to help us out. Now, where we live, the host and I, there is a bright light in the sky that we believe is a cabal observing ship. Is that true?
I'm afraid I have to tell you that it is true.
Okay. Okay, what in the world are they looking for, watching for, observing, or are they just parked and getting paid on the job?
They're looking for groups of people that get together and want to move humanity forward.
Okay. So then actually it's a blessing that in the last year or so we have not been able to hold events like we did previous in our home. Is that correct?
Yes, indeed it is.
Okay. by the time we are able to do that again, do we need to keep those events small, or will that ship have been taken elsewhere?
My dear, I'm never going to recommend to you that you go small. Never.
Okay. Go ahead and do it anyway, right?
Yes.
Hold the events that we have space for. And might it be appropriate to address the group and explain what this bright light is in the sky and say, let's send it love and light and have it go somewhere else? Would that be appropriate?
Absolutely, absolutely appropriate.
Okay. And would they pick up on that on the ship, that that's exactly what we're doing?
Yes, indeed, they would.
And they would not be happy because it's their job to oppose such things, right?
That's why they're there.
Yes. So if they're unhappy, maybe they'll go somewhere else or let up or realize, oh, no, we're not doing so good.
That would be lovely, wouldn't it?
Yes.
I support that.
Okay. Okay, let's create that.
Okay.
Yeah. All righty. There was also an announcement by the Mexican government recently that they've released some info about UFOs and people, artifacts, and so forth being found in Mayan pyramids that have just recently been uncovered. And so there was a current announcement. Is that true?
That is so, my dear.
Is there anything you can share with us about those an old civilization, off planet?
An old civilization, my dear.
Okay.
Yes.
Was that civilization started by off-planet beings that came here?
Yes, it absolutely was.
Okay. Can you give us some real background on the Egyptian pyramids? There's so much information out. I haven't studied it enough to know exactly what's true and what's not. Who built them? Were they all built at the same time, by the same civilization? Are they different? What all of that was about?
Those pyramids are built on places on Earth that are transmitting sites, if you will. Transceivers, actually. Both transmit and receive. Yes.
Okay.
And the pyramids were built by beings from another civilization out there.
Just one other civilization?
Yes. You call them the Pleiadians.
Okay, and what was the purpose of the Pleiadians building those pyramids at the time?
To help humanity.
So this was a long-term plan, as we've been told.
Yes.
Is it, you know, some of the information I've... Yes? Hello?
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 Yes, I have a question.
Who's
for...
there? Who
Debbie?
Is there, please? Debbie?
Hello?
Debbie, yes.
Debbie, welcome. I didn't get an announcement that you were here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he said it's not working.
Hold on. You can ask your question of Isis.
Okay,
thank
you.
Hello, dear one.
Hi. Recently online, I've been reading a lot about the Earth being a soul factory harvest. Is this disinformation, is there any truth to it?
This is disinformation that has been put out because fear, because that is the major thing that the cabal can point in time. They don't have the money to do much of anything else, but they can cause fear and do.
Oh, good. Thank you. I feel much
You're
better
welcome.
Now knowing that.
Mary?
Yes, do you have another question?
Yes, it's to tie in with the pyramid. I read where a person is saying there was another pyramid by the ones you were talking about in Egypt, and it's a black pyramid, but they haven't found it yet. Is this true?
Well, let's find out. It's a black pyramid that's not been found in Egypt yet?
By the other three. It's somewhere close to the other three.
No, that is not true.
Okay. That was my only question. Thank you, Isaac.
Oh. You're welcome, dear one.
Okay. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you. Good question.
Bye.
I had not heard that. Bye. Not heard that information.
Bye.
I'm glad to know it's not true.
Yes. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Thank you. You mentioned that really the only thing the cabal has left is because they're about out of money, that they can create fear, like major media articles, like very small false flags that doesn't take much money to pull off.
And stirring up more fear of the galactic, those from other than Earth.
Yes, they've always been good at that.
Yes.
It's my understanding that the abductions and the experiments and all of that over the last, 30 years, give or take, have mostly been done by cabal types or grays who were just experimenting without having the emotion of caring in their beingness. Is this correct?
That is correct, my dear. And some of those were done more than you would like to think by your government.
Yes. Yes, the CIA has had its fingers in many pots, has it not?
Yes.
Okay, so that would be basically pretty much the CIA or even Black Ops, some arm of Black Ops that have done the abductions to a great degree, and the cattle mutilation, right?
Correct.
Mutilation. You know what I mean.
I do.
Okay. So, yeah, our government has done a lot of that, but it's not been all of our government. There's been some off-planet stuff, right?
Yes, there has been some gray activity.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are the grays the ones that don't have feelings, and so they do things that don't take emotion into effect? They're just like scientists without emotion. Is that correct?
Yes, this is unfortunate, but it is how they are.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, we're about out of time, Isis. We're so grateful for you being here. Thank you so much. Do you have any final words for our callers and listeners?
Actually, a few.
Okay.
Step up. Step up. Step up.
That's kind of our mantra, too. I just need to develop more patience with those who do not. At the
so
moment.
Be it.
Yeah, so be it. Thank you so very much, Isis. We're very grateful. Blessings and namaste.